From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Here are some figures that might make you feel a little bit better next time you fill up your gas tank. The typical recreational vehicle gets just 8 to 10 miles per gallon. And with gas and diesel hovering around $3 a gallon, RV owners and renters are really feeling the pinch. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
It may surprise you, but at this Cruise America RV rental office in Everett, Washington, business is brisk.
I'm about ready to rent myself an RV and go on a trip for about 4 days.
Wearing a baseball cap adorned with fishing lures, Mike Allred is headed to a lake more than 150 miles away.
We will be fishing.
Gas prices.
Horrible. Terrible. I'm prepared for it.
So far, at least, summer rentals booked through Cruise America, the nation's largest RV rental firm, are up slightly over last year, according to the company. David Johnson is the manager of this Cruise America location and several others in the Northwest.
People want to go on vacation, they're going to go on vacation. Most people only travel 100 miles a day on an RV anyways. When they're traveling, that comes to about $5 in gas. You know, a day difference where you think it'd be a big margin. Well, it's actually not a big margin in gas.
But while vacationers are relatively sanguine, some who live full-time in their RVs are not.
I have three sites over here.
The Snoqualmie River RV Park and Campground is in Falls City, Washington, not far from the base of the Cascade Mountains. This past week, it was home to Martha Gildon and her husband, who live full-time in a 35-foot trailer that they tow from one job to the next. 2 weeks ago, driving two trucks and towing their RV, they left Texas for a job working on a pipeline in Washington State.
We run diesel and gasoline, and when we left home in Nacogdoches, it was like $2.69 for diesel and $2.59 for unleaded. And it ran $2.99 and $2.89, and we paid $3.05. And
when you started this trip, you obviously had a budget in mind of how much it would cost you to get here.
Yes.
Are you over your budget?
Yes.
By how much? Any idea?
$300-$400 over it.
Are you going to cut back on something else?
Yes. Groceries.
Another full-time RV resident, Lowell Sanis, leads me inside his place.
As you can see, we got all luxuries. And
let's see. You've got, I saw a microwave, a laptop computer, a TV.
Full bedroom, a sliding door closet. So we got everything we need.
4 years ago, Sanis and his wife sold their house and bought the motorhome. It gets about 7 miles to the gallon. Back then, his 150-gallon tank cost about $255 to fill. Today, it's well over $400.
It'll never get better, I don't think. I'm afraid they're going to go higher. Come September 30th, I'm leaving. If I have to sit there for 30 days to be able to afford to buy another tank of fuel, then I'll do it.
In other words, he may have to sit in an RV park and wait for his monthly pension check before he can continue his journey south to the sunshine.
This is what it was all about. You know, I spent 34 years at the railroad, retired. Maybe we can't do what we want to do, but we'll do it until we can't do it anymore.
On the road with RV travelers, I'm Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.